So my talk title for today is Spiritual Practices for Staying Focused. And it's kind of the part two to last Sunday's talk on what's truly important. You know, and taking a look in our lives at where do we focus our attention? What is really important to us? And how often do we stay true to that, or how often do we go down the rabbit hole and get kind of sidetracked? So in our lives, there can be, you know, those elements of importance we think of. I need to have a good job, maybe, or I need to have a car, or what are the things that are important in your life that then go beyond that? Things like having fun. Relaxing. So shout them out. And those of you at home, feel free to post something that is truly important to you in your life. Prayer. I'm sorry, what, Sue? Oh, the pets. Yes. And taking a good walk, and children and pets, our fur babies as well as our regular babies. Yes. Yes. Ah. Well, and as opposed to, yeah, Cecilia keeps me right on track all the time. You never know what's going to fall out of my Sagittarian mouth, and then I'm like, okay, yes, they're irregular babies too, so all of it. I'm politically so totally incorrect at this point. So we'll just move right along, and Susan has some things for us.
Okay, and Lisa Greco says balance in life.
And balance, yeah. What about taking time for a vacation? What about relationships? Yes. You know, all of these different things that sometimes get pushed to the back burner in what's most important. And so we talked about that a little bit last week in taking a look at how we get distracted. So there's all this stuff, and Susan has no more for me. There's all this stuff in our outer world that distracts us, like newspapers, advertising, because don't the ads tell us how we should look, smell, taste, whatever, you know, all of that. What about social media? We talked about that. Susan, then you had someone else that said what?
Vicki Thompson says gardening.
Oh, yeah, that's my sister in California. I know her garden. It's pretty fabulous. When I go visit, I get to eat their fresh vegetables. So it's taking a look at all the many ways we get distracted, and some of them are just outer stuff in our outer world, and that's where we live a lot, in our heads, our minds, and man, stuff will take us down the rabbit hole just like that. You know, that funny term, like you take your dog out and you're walking and there's a squirrel, and a squirrel, and a squirrel, and so that's a part of our lives all the time. We're off and chasing. We're so distracted. And there's also a more subtle way of being distracted, which are elements of the race consciousness, the ideas and the belief systems that we maybe grew up with in our own cultures, from our teachers maybe in school, from our parents, from friends, peer pressure. So there are all these things that can distract us from what we might feel is truly important, but somebody else judges it as not being important, so we push it aside, do we not? So this is about taking the time to make choices in our lives that are what is truly important, to bring us a sense of satisfaction, a sense of joy in life. And I really like this quote, most people are familiar with Mark Twain, but as I get older and older, I realize I can't say everybody knows Mark Twain, writer and humorist, of course, from just a few years ago. He says, I can teach anybody how to get what they want out of life. The problem is that I can't find anybody who can tell me what it is they do want. Yeah. And that just really hit home for me. Because this is the issue around finding joy and satisfaction in life, is recognizing not what someone else wants for us, not what outer social criteria are or any of those things for what we should want, but what do we want in the heart of our being? And so from Proverbs 4:25, it says, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." It's reminding us not to grab hold of everybody else's judgments or ideas of what's good or what's best, but to really keep your gaze straight and focused. And from Philippians 4:8, it says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Think about such things. So what I'm inviting us into today is to begin focusing on the things that are truly important to us. From the website caindeed.com, excuse me, discovering yourself can assist you in becoming more self-aware, confident, and empowered, which can positively impact your life and the lives of others. Understanding who you are and knowing who you want to be can give you a new perspective that's essential for growth and understanding of what you want to achieve in life. The discovery and understanding of one's own identity contributes significantly to developing one's self-worth, self-confidence, and self-belief. Finding yourself involves discovering personal values and goals in life. So, how do we go about doing that? How do we go about determining what truly has value and importance in our lives? So I want to talk about a little bit about that today, of the spiritual practices that we can do for staying focused on those things. So first of all, I talked last week about a process we call discernment. So definition, and I took this from Oxford Languages Dictionary, it says, the ability to judge well, or perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. Christina Schneider goes on to say, she's an indie pop artist, she says, through discernment we recognize the good and find peace in the decisions we make, progressing ourselves to the future that awaits us. And Lao Tse, Chinese philosopher, at the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are and you know what you want, friends. So the first step in staying focused is a process of prayerful spiritual discernment. It's about learning how to shift from, most of us, don't we do the, how many do pros and cons list? Okay, oh yeah, pros and cons. Where does that mostly originate from? Right up here. You know, and recognize, and there's nothing wrong with our minds because thank goodness we have them. And yet what gets spit out is all the belief systems that have been placed in there over the years, all the judgment systems, all the things of work harder, don't have fun, oh my gosh, you know, all of these things that are present in us. And so when we go to those pros and cons lists to make decisions and to make determinations on what's important, we bypass what is truly important, which is our connection to our own infinite self, to God within us, to that wisdom and intelligence that speaks in us as we listen to that, and as we take time apart and are willing to set aside noticing all the stuff that comes up, the shoulds and the have-tos, and just setting that aside and being mindful or quiet or prayerful or taking a walk or just being willing to listen differently than we have before and to practice doing that on a regular basis. From scripture in Proverbs, it helps us remember this. Proverbs 2, verse 2 through 5, it says, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, if you lift your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, this is saying, if you are consistent, if this truly is important to you, then you will discern. And it says the fear in most English Bibles, what that word generally translated from the Aramaic is, then you will have an awe of the Lord. Not a fear, but a sense of awe, because you will be filled not with his presence of all sufficiency, of all wisdom, of all goodness, not a big, you know, super being in the sky. We will discover the knowledge of God, as it says in the Bible, but the knowledge that is inherent in the wisdom of our universe. Make your ear attentive. And in Psalm 139, verse 13 through 14, it says, for you created my innermost parts. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. So as we are willing to tune into our soul and recognize that's our connection to infinite spirit, to the voice of inner wisdom, and as we practice that, that's the first step in a spiritual process or a spiritual practice for staying focused on what's important, because it is there that we will find the true answers to what really makes our hearts sing and what we want to stay focused on, whether it's a new job or moving somewhere else or connecting differently in our relationships or having fun or doing something differently, trying a new hobby or a new sport or a new musical instrument. When we let that inner wisdom guide us, and as we begin to listen to it more and more, as we begin to practice that, we hear that. We hear that presence speaking in us. And the next element that's very important in a spiritual practice is committing to ourselves and putting ourselves first. How many of you got that message as you were growing up? No. We were told, well, that's selfish, oh my gosh. And, oh, you know, always do for others, you know, and there was a misunderstanding about what good do we do for others when we come to them when our bucket is empty. Here, have a drink of my empty bucket.
Right.
And so recognizing the beauty and the spirituality in committing to making ourselves come first in order to be infilled. There isn't anything selfish about it. It is one of the most gracious things that we can do for ourselves. And it is one of the spiritual practices that will allow us to stay focused, because we won't be rushing out there to do things for everybody else first. Now, don't get me wrong, because I'm not saying not to help other people, especially moms. Yeah, so there is a focus there. However, if we are not centered in ourselves, if we do not experience the love moving within us, if we do not experience this all-sufficiency of infinite spirit, then we're running around like chickens without a head and trying to do all this other stuff, and it really doesn't impact other people or bring good out into our world that we think it would. From author Mukesh Mani, it's from, I don't know if I put the website on that one, but yeah, it's he developed outofstress.com, and he's an author and a meditation teacher. He says, life is all about balance, and when you constantly put others before you, you become imbalanced. Therefore, take time to bring your life into balance by learning to put yourself first. Spend time with yourself, listen to yourself, understand yourself. Find out what truly makes you happy and what makes you sad. What lifts your vibration and what makes you feel drained. what motivates you and what depresses you, what your true passions are, and where you want to go in life. Once you identify these, make it a point to respect what you believe in, your needs, dreams, and desires, and start giving them your utmost priority. And for any of you, the www.outofstress.com, there's just wonderful tools on that particular website of meditation or ideas or wonderful quotes that are inspirational that can be a part of this process of discernment for yourself, of listening to yourself rather than all the strictures of the outer world that say this is how it should be done, this is what you need to do. So that's another part of a spiritual practice to engage in. Another wonderful step to take in a spiritual practice is creating a prayer partner or a mindfulness partner for yourself or a group. So someone that you trust, that you care about, ask them, would you like to connect with me once a week, once a month? And share with them in a place where you open the heart of your being, where you are really willing to put forth the dreams that you have and the fears or the concerns you have that you can't accomplish. Because when we don't voice those fears, that's what grabs us by the tail and stops us cold in our tracks. But when we can speak it, when we can bring it to the surface, it can be dissipated. And when you have someone else, one other person or two or three that hold you in prayer around that, healing happens, friends. So another spiritual practice for staying focused is to work within your own prayer group or a prayer partner that you have and establish that going forward. So as we begin to put these practices into play, it's important to be gentle with self, right? To take it a step at a time. Because I know I've really gotten in touch with an idea or something that I wanted to do that just impelled me forward. Some of those things took me 20 years then to truly step forward on that path. Ministry was one of them. I knew when I was in high school, I felt that inner connection and that call. I also knew from that place of discernment, it was not time yet. There were other things that I knew it was time for, and so I proceeded with those. So, friends, it's important to be willing to be gentle with ourselves. And it's important as we go forward to also know it's okay to reassess, you know, what we've determined is important or what goal we've set or how we want to move forward. And there are times when through that discernment process, what once seemed like the way to go no longer is. And if we did not reassess, if I did not reassess, I would not be here. I would still be in California. And I really had to listen to that voice because every part of my head was saying, no, 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 I'm supposed to out of ministerial school. Go back to California. And I had offers of ministries there, Unity Ministries. But this beloved spiritual community in the essence of the flow of my own divine unfolding kept going, nope, Sandy, nope, nope, nope. Come to South Bend, Indiana. So that's just one example of being willing to listen when the head is saying, I don't think so. They're going to think I'm a wackadoodle. Well, I am, and that's okay, you know? Oh, well. Maybe I bring my wackadoodleness here, and other people here can share their selfness also. So I'm just inviting each of us to be aware of, first of all, taking time to discern. Time quietly, whether you're out walking in the forest, whether you're in your prayerful meditation state, but to listen differently, to set the goals, to recognize what's important to you. You may want to make a list. And then as you go forward, recognize the things that distract you from that. Recognize the things that stop you in your tracks. Turn those over in prayer to God. Ask for help and guidance. Work with your prayer partner. Allow them to support you in seeing those roadblocks and saying, here's another way you can go. So in this process, be willing to be present to each moment. Be willing to put yourself first in order to recognize the shoulds and the have-tos that take us off course. And be willing to just breathe and to be. Focusing on what's truly important manifests a fulfilling and a rewarding life, friends. It truly does. It takes our choicefulness, though, our desire to do that, our desire to stay focused in going forward, and to recognize as we do so, from Scripture it says, from Mark 6:11, the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Let that just wash over the heart of your being. Give us this day our daily bread, meaning that all sufficiency, all prosperity, the presence of Godness, of infinite spirit of our universe, is continually there, giving us each day everything we need to move forward to experience and express and live into our plans, our dreams, the things that make us happy. Carl Jung, psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, said, "Your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart, who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens," friends. So look into your own heart and don't follow someone else's example unless that example speaks to your heart. And walk truly in your own individuality and in your own truth. And in closing, I will share a quote from Michael Bassey Johnson. He's a millennial progressive author. He's a poet and a philosopher. He says, "Your real self may be hiding somewhere. Look for it within. When you find yourself, you can freely be what you want to be," friends. Ah, let's breathe and let's be what we want to be through our own spiritual practices, through our discernment, and through our continued focus. So that concludes the talk for today. And as always, all of the quotes that I have used are available on our website. So if you need them as a resource, you can go in and look for the talks, and all of those are listed on there.